Well, I think that the Star Wars is a valid mythological perspective, and the problem of is the machine and the state is a machine. Is the machine going to crush humanity or serve humanity? And humanity comes not from the machine, but from the heart.
Luke, help me take this mask off.
But you'll die.
I think it was in the Return of the Jedi when Skywalker unmasks his father. The father had been playing one of these machine roles, a state role. He was the uniform, you know? And the removal of that mask was an undeveloped man there. It was kind of a worm. By being executive of a system, one is not developing one's humanity. I think that George Lucas really did a beautiful thing there.
The idea of machine is the idea that we want the world to be made in our image and what we think the world ought to be.
Well, the first time anybody made a tool, I mean, taking a stone and chipping it so that you can handle it, that's the beginning of a machine. It's turning outer nature into your service. But then there comes a time when it begins to dictate to you. I'm having a bit this trouble with my computer, actually.
Your computer?
I just bought one a couple of months ago, and I can't help thinking of it as having a personality there, because it talks back, and it behaves in a whimsical way, and all of that. So I'm personifying that machine. To me, that machine is almost alive. I could mythologize that darn thing.
There was a wonderful story about, I think, President Eisenhower when the computer was first being built. You remember that story?